Right, it's all happening here this morning. We're going to hear from Kyle Paisley, son of the DUP founder, the late Ian Paisley, in just a second. He's been very critical of Gregory Campbell's remarks. He says he has shamed unionism. The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, joining us now. Is this appropriate language from the DUP, Mike?
No, it's not. I think it's highly regrettable. It's gratuitously insulting to those who cherish the Irish language. But let me also condemn the death threat against Gregory Campbell, Stephen, because whatever you think of Gregory Campbell, whatever you think of his views, violence is not the way to go. And I would call on those who issued the death threat to make clear that it's withdrawn. And I very much would support the police in apprehending those who are responsible and for those people responsible being subjected to the full vigour of the law, because a death threat is totally out of order in these circumstances. However, it would also be fair to say that, in my view, what Gregory Campbell is persistently doing is gratuitously insulting the Irish language and those who cherish it, and they have every right to cherish it.
But Gregory Campbell has moved this story on, certainly in my view, Mike, in that he's not talking on behalf of himself, he's talking on behalf of his party. He is saying that the DUP will treat Sinn Féin's wish list as toilet paper. Now, John O'Dowd has just told us on this programme a matter of seconds ago that that has now seriously affected the chances of success within the talks.
Well, what a surprise. I mean, how would you react if you went into negotiations with the BBC for your next contract and they told you that your demands were going to be treated like a bit of toilet paper? I mean, it is just gratuitously insulting. But the fact is, as I understand it, the DUP, so the Sinn Féin, have a huge list of demands. We've had a couple of bilaterals with them, and we've stuck to the main issues. We haven't discussed Irish language. From our point of view, the Irish Language Act was dealt with in 1998 at the Belfast Agreement, and it was actually the DUP who led it back on the agenda at St Andrews. So, you know, that's their problem, but this is no way to be dealing with it.
So what are you calling Peter Robinson to do?
I'm not calling on Peter Robinson to do anything. I
mean, well, he's the leader of the party. If Gregory Campbell's saying the DUP, his party, which he's leading, is treating the demands as toilet paper, you know, he's got to say something.
Well, that's up to him. If Gregory Campbell's in the DUP, he's not in the Ulster Unionist Party. It's not my problem.
What would you do if one of your members said it?
Well, that's speculation, Stephen. None of my members has said that. It's Gregory Campbell of the DUP. The DUP are the people who let the Irish language back onto the agenda in 2006. We, as the Ulster Unionists, by the way, do not see the need for a Irish Language Act, but neither do we see the need to be so gratuitously insulting to people who cherish the Irish language as part of their culture. I mean, we brought forward the Belfast Agreement while Sinn Féin stood at the gates shouting foul, and in that agreement, we said we will show respect for those who want to call themselves Irish in the same way that we respect people who want to call themselves British.
OK, Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you.